Welcome to episode 2 of the Kill Rock Podcast. My name is Keith Settles. Today we have Kyle Suries from Talking Trees, and this is Good Luck Varsity with Clear Eyes, Full Hearts, Can't Lose. Clear Eyes, Full Hearts, Can't Lose by the band Good Luck Varsity out of Michigan. This is the second episode of the Kill Rock Podcast. Thank you for joining us again, and thank you for downloading the first episode with the band Hearts Like Lions. They are actually leaving for tour on August 18th all the way up to August 30th. It's kind of sad because they're from the Long Beach area and they are not going to hit any Southern California dates, but they'll be going from Vegas all the way out to Idaho, Oregon, Washington, and they'll be finishing up in San Luis Obispo, California on August 30th. So go check them out if you're in those areas. If you want to check out where the tour dates are, go to facebook.com/heartslikelions. Last week, we saw the two releases, one album, one EP. Anne Berlin released their final album, Lowborn, featuring the song Hearing Voices, which it's funny because I believe that song is so good that it could be licensed anywhere, whether it's television, whether it's movies, whether it's, you know, public performance in sports arenas, getting the crowd hyped. And it's just, it's sad to see that the band is breaking up, but it's great because they're leaving on such a high note. This album is so good that, you know, if I were in a band at their level, I would love to finish off with, you know, an album like Lowborn. We also saw the return of 4 Year Strong. After 3 years of not having an album out, the follow-up to In Some Way, Shape, or Form is their newest EP, Go Down in History. Great, great EP. They go back to, I guess you could say, their original sound of heavy pop punk, but they still have that, you know, rock in them like they shown on In Some Way, Shape, or Form. But I think that was just something that people didn't really enjoy on the last album. You know, songs like Just Drive and Stuck in the Middle, I don't think the songs really stuck to their fans like Enemy of the World. But Go Down in History, it's a good mix of that heavy, heavy pop punk and I guess you could say that arena rock that, you know, they were trying to do with that last album. And it was the first album on Pure Noise as opposed to their former label, Universal Motown, in which that's where they released Enemy of the World and In Some Way, Shape, or Form. And then they went on a hiatus for a little while. This year they did Warped Tour. It's funny because, you know, Warped Tour, it feels like it just started, but it's almost over. It's almost August 3rd, their final day in Colorado. And this year was a good lineup. You know, Bayside, 4 Year Strong, as I mentioned, The Ghost Inside, For Today. A lot of these bands, I've seen a few of them before, but there's some bands that I would love to see now. I've never seen The Ghost Inside. I've never seen 4 Year Strong. I've seen Anthony Ranieri play acoustic, but I've never seen Bayside actually perform as a band. And that's something that I would really be interested in seeing. As well as Amberlynn. Amberlynn was on Warped Tour too, and I've never ever seen Amberlynn. And this is the last year. This is their last tour coming up. And they have a bunch of Southern California dates. You know, I need to save my money. I need to go. I need to see Amberlynn. I need to see Stephen Christian play with Amberlynn one time. Maybe two. Maybe three. I don't know. I'll have to see them. I have to see them. Today, like I said, we have Kyle Suries from Talking Trees. Today we talked about how they are developing out in the East Coast, well, I guess the Midwest of Michigan. We also talk about what the scene is like out there. It's, you know, it's a lot. I've been out to Michigan before, and I've seen, you know, I've at least heard these bands, the independent bands out there. And there's a style. There's no real hardcore. There's no real metalcore, at least from what I've perceived out there. There's a lot of this pop punk or pop rock or whatever they have out there. Just it's a lot different from Southern California, where we have our metal scene. We have our hardcore scene. We have too many scenes. We also talked to him about the recording process that they're going through with their debut full length and find out if, you know, where they're going to shop it, if they're going to shop it, or if they're just going to hold on to it and sell it themselves and try to make a dent in the music industry that way. So stay tuned here at the Kill Rock Podcast, and please keep downloading last week's episode, this week's episode, and subscribe on iTunes, subscribe on Podomatic, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. We're at Kill Rock Podcast on Twitter. And help us gain the momentum we need to keep this podcast going. It is free for you all. And by you listening and subscribing, we could eventually bring in some sponsors and endorsements that could help us keep this podcast running and keep it free for all of you. Up next, we have our interview with Kyle Suries from the band Talking Trees. And this is their song, Darling Child. Yeah.
exit silence, just like the barrel of a firing gun. And though her eyes are black and blue, she'll keep singing the whole night through. And darling child, open your eyes and free your soul into the dark, and let the wicked pay for the sins they have made. You're gonna stand, you're gonna shine, you're gonna fly. Just for a moment, her pain's not real. And darling child, open your heart and free your soul into the dark. And let the wicked pay for the sins they have made. You're gonna stand, you're gonna shine, you're gonna fly. You're gonna fly. Empty bottles on the floor, she lays her head against the door, and she starts shaking like rolling thunder in the heavens. She closes her eyes to a different side and hears her voice, it's gonna be alright. And she said she's sorry. Oh my God, she said she's so sorry. And she saw the light.
Episode 2. This is your host Keith Settles, and I'm here with Kyle from Talking Trees. How you doing, Kyle?
Doing good. How about you?
Am I a little too loud for you?
No, you're good.
I'm good. So, how's it like out there in Michigan right now?
It's about 90 degrees and sunny. So
that's nice.
Yeah, I could use it a little cooler, but I guess I can't complain. The winters are always a little difficult for us. This past winter, it was like insane how cold it was pretty miserable, so you really can't complain when it starts getting a little hot, because you just got to think about all the cold that we're about to experience in like 4 months.
Yeah because you guys are gonna be shoveling snow in about 2 months, right?
Yeah, normally the September snow will come and bury us in our houses. It looks good with around Christmas time. Mm-hmm. I can deal with it if it snowed on Christmas Eve and melted on like January 2nd, I would be the happiest person in the world. Cause when I lived out in California, a couple years ago, and being out there around that time, it was so weird because you're seeing Christmas decorations up. You're seeing people, like, stores have their stuff out, but I'm in shorts walking around. Yeah. It was the weirdest thing I've ever experienced.
Yeah, see, I always thought I would fit in on the East Coast because I don't wear shorts at all.
all I do are wear jeans year long. So how is the band Talking Trees?
It's going good. Had a show last Saturday, this past Saturday, I should say, with Flint Eastwood.
Wait, can you repeat that?
Yeah, had a show this past Saturday with Flint Eastwood.
Flint Eastwood.
Flint, yes. kind of a spaghetti western sort of band. But
what?
Yeah, that's I guess that's the title, like the genre is spaghetti western. That's what they're going for.
Is that something they came up with, or?
I think so. I mean, I've heard it used before, but I didn't really know what it was, what it meant. And then I heard Flint Eastwood, and I was like, oh, okay, I guess that's what it means. But guitar player, drummer, bass player, and lead singer, who she plays guitar on some of the stuff.
Okay.
And then they use some tracks, but very, very phenomenal. I suggest checking them out. They are very, very good. Been in the studio trying to finish up our first full length.
First full length. Is it the first recording you've guys done together?
Yeah. We started the end of last August, 2013.
Oh, wow. So it's been an ongoing process.
It has. And we finished the first song and then took a break to start rehearsing, going over some new stuff and trying to figure out exactly what we were going to do with members wise and all that stuff. And then we went in a couple other times throughout that, like probably like 6 months or so. Mm. And then it was about, I'd say May. And then Brandon and I were talking and he was like, you know, let's, you know, get in and finish this thing. So especially over the past 3 weeks, we've been pushing to get in whenever we can to, cause we want to try to get this thing released, you know, probably end of September, somewhere around there. That's kind of the idea that we've been discussing.
Okay. What's the story of Talking Trees? How'd you guys get started?
Talking Trees got started, when I've known Brandon Brandon's the lead singer. Well, yeah, there's Brandon who, lead singer and guitar player. And then there's Natalie who is, vocals. And, I've known Brandon since high school. Him and I grew up together and then started a band, or he started the band and then I joined. And then we did that for like a year or so. Mm-hmm. And then I quit for a girl and then we broke up. And then, Brandon started Rocky Loves Emily and did that for a while and had some success with that and kind of for some reasons that it's a long story, Rocky Loves Emily stopped touring and then Brandon and I started hanging out and he was showing me some songs that he had written and it started just him and I playing around, me on piano, him on guitar. Mm-hmm. And then we started adding some more elements to it and then he was at training for his job. And that's when he met Natalie because she was training for her job as well in the like healthcare field. And then they were talking about music and Brandon said that he was in a band. And then she goes, well, you know, I can play guitar and sing really well. So Brandon heard it. And then he showed me and I was like, holy crap. Mm-hmm. So then us three just started then taking a little more seriously and had some friends sit in and jam with us. And so that's where it's at right now. That's the intro to Talking Trees.
So how many members are in the band?
Oh, there's three permanent ones, Natalie, Brandon, and I.
Okay.
And then we've been having Sean Kick and Andrew Stevens from Rocky filling in for live shows with us.
Rocky Loves Emily.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Blossom. So how many songs do you guys have recorded so far?
We are working on the eighth song.
Eighth song. How many are you going to do? 10?
That's what we're thinking.
Okay.
We have some ideas. We got like 3 or 4 ideas for other songs, but I think we're going to cap it at 10 and maybe do like B-sides and, you know, try to look a little more professional then.
Yeah. Are you going to shop it around to labels and stuff like that?
it would be cool to be on a really good label. I would definitely love that.
What kind of label do you guys see you guys being signed to?
You know, that's a tough question because our music is, it's got influences from everything from Brand New to Manchester Orchestra.
Mm-hmm. Great bands, even, by the way.
Oh, man, they are phenomenal. Yeah. Cope is just...
it's such a great album.
It's been on repeat for me for like 2 months. That, The Devil and God.
Oh.
That is just... my favorite that they've released.
That's my favorite as well.
I actually did not know that they were releasing a new album.
Well, I think the last couple of years they've been teasing that they're going to be writing a new album because they have been playing a lot more than usual the last couple of years. I think up until recently, they've actually, you know, the reports have been, you know, serious and that they're actually getting into the studio. You know, it's funny that you mentioned The Devil and God. I'm a big time Thrice fan. Have been since, you know, basically The Illusion of Safety came out, maybe a little before that. But I will say, if Thrice was never a band, I think The Devil and God would hands down be my favorite album ever.
It's really good, and I am a Thrice fan as well. Yeah. I got to see Dustin Kensrue lead worship at Mars Hill, Orange County, when he was still
right. You told me about here. That. Yeah, you told me about that.
That was really sweet, and it was cool. He was just hanging around afterwards, and I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna go say hi to him. Why not? And he was one of the coolest guys, man. Just sat there and just talked to me.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It was really cool.
I think I've probably seen him about 20 times, but we were at the last two shows in Santa Ana. And the second to last show, when they were doing Anthology, I was wearing my Angels hat. And as I'm sure everyone knows, Riley is a huge Angels fan. Props to Riley. you know, I just decided, you know, I'm just going to throw my hat on stage. So I threw my hat on stage. And rather than getting it back from their guitar tech, he just puts it on Riley's drum kit and faces the A towards Riley. And then Riley put it on at the bridge of Anthology. And I was like, holy crap. Riley is wearing my hat on stage. And, you know, I think basically my life was complete after that. I did interview Dustin on phone for Indie Vision Music, but it was probably the most awkward phone conversation I've ever had because, you know how it is, you need that face-to-face, and then when you're talking to your hero on the phone, you're just kind of like,
You know, I used to be really bad. I used to have a really bad case of the fanboy disease. And I saw Anne Berlin back when they were on Cities, when they were promoting Cities.
That was totally their best album.
I love it. That's another one of my favorite albums. And it's hard to see them, you know, disbanding after the year.
Oh yeah. I'm hoping I'm able to see them when they stop by California. Hopefully.
I was looking at, they've got a good amount of shows they're playing in California. But yeah, when I saw him walking around, I was like, well, I got to go talk to him. And like just speechless half the time. And I think he's younger than me, or at least. Yeah. Cause I think he was 16 when he joined.
Who, Nate?
So yeah.
Yeah.
And so he's younger. I mean, he looks older from being on the road so long, but yeah, I'm like, I just talked to him, just be a normal person. So now, throughout the years, I've just been like, if I see him around, I'll say hi to celebrities or musicians, but normally I'm just like, yeah, let them do their thing.
Yeah. That's how I feel too. I thought my fanboyism would go away after I interviewed Under Oath on their tour bus. But apparently it didn't.
You know, and it's even every now and then, like, oh, who was the last person I saw? Yeah, Alexander DeLeon from The Cab.
Oh, okay.
I saw them at City Walk. 2 years ago. They put on a free show down in over in LA, and they were all just standing around and talking to him. I still got like this like nervous fanboy stuff, and I had met him before at a show in Michigan, but so it happens every now and then. That's like the last major run-in I've had with the, you know, like a more famous musician.
I guess you just have to get out to more shows.
I guess I do.
I do too. Okay, here's a question.
Yeah.
Who, what band right now, let's take away all the bands from the past, what band right now has your attention the most?
I'd say Talking Trees, definitely. No, but I'd say probably 21 Pilots.
21 Pilots, really great band.
I've seen them twice, once. Mm-hmm. Oh, I've seen them twice. The first time I saw them was the same day or the same night that Michigan was playing, I want to say, Syracuse in the Elite Eight of last year's NCAA tournament. So I didn't really pay too much attention because I'm a huge Michigan sports fan.
Yeah.
But last time around, they were just, I mean, phenomenal. And then watching videos online.
They have the most, their music videos are very creative. I think Car Radio, I probably watch that video at least twice a week. Like, I'm not joking. Like, my girlfriend, she's like, you know, she's like, you're obsessed. I'm like, you think I could be obsessed of something other than Thrice? She's like, no, you're pretty obsessed about these guys. And I'm like, I guess so.
That's Brandon. Brandon is, when he found 21 Pilots, when he first heard of them, it was before they released Vessel.
Uh-huh.
And they had released a three song, EP.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's when he first started listening to them. But he told me, he goes, hey, I remember going to his house. He said, you got to check these guys out. These guys are going to be huge. And so it kind of became like his band for him. Mm-hmm. And he got so, like, he just delved into it so hardcore. And he would just, he'd be like, you got to watch this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think he's actually seen every 21 Pilots video on YouTube. And he showed me some that it's just, I mean, like live ones that are just phenomenal. And I mean, he's watched that. They're live at Newport where they sold it out.
I think right now my favorite band, or at least the band that I'm watching out for most, is from Indian Lakes. They signed a Triple Crown, I believe. Two independent albums. And I've been listening to Able Bodies, which was their latest release, probably at least for the last 3 weeks straight. It's such a great album, and I'm really looking forward to their debut on Triple Crown.
Andrew Stevens, that's playing with us, he loves them.
Yeah.
And he's actually, that's a band that I've been meaning to listen to, but it's just one that always escapes my mind. But I've heard nothing but good things about them from multiple people.
There's a lot of diversity in their music. And you would think if, like, you know, you listen to, you know, albums where there's too much diversity and every song's kind of different, somehow they make all these songs fit together really, really nice.
I'm excited. I'm definitely stoked to check it out then.
Yeah, and they're on tour with the Deer Hunter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Probably, I'm pretty sure this is the Deer Hunter and RX Bandits.
RX Bandits.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure this is the biggest tour they've done.
One of my old friends, he loves the RX Bandits. And he actually, we were at a party and he told me, he goes, like, I think he had his iPod on shuffle and they came up and he goes, this band right here, this is the reason I became a Democrat. And I'm like, you can't, like, you shouldn't take your political view based off of what a band's saying to you. Because
yeah, I listened to Under Oath. That's how I became a Christian.
it's like, you like, yeah, you know, they have their stance on stuff, but you can't like You just can't do that. And I looked at him like, come on, man, you gotta, you know, have a little better story behind it other than, yeah, our expanded's definitely a Democrat now because of that.
we were doing a little banter earlier. I don't know if it was recorded or not, but we were talking about Skype. Not Skype. Sorry, we're on Skype. Spotify. And you were telling me how basically that's your way of finding new music.
Yeah, I would. When I was traveling around for my last job, I had Spotify Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
So I was paying $10 a month for that. And then also I was going over my data like crazy because Spotify would be on probably 90% of the time that my phone was on and just driving around listening to it. Definitely been very useful for finding new bands.
Yeah.
And definitely like new songs and stuff. And it actually made me sad. I had this huge starred playlist on Spotify, and then it was linked to my Facebook, and my Facebook got hacked pretty bad, where I had to shut my Facebook down and start a new one. So I lost all of that music on there, and it's like it's stuff that I don't remember everybody that was on there, but it was very sad. So now I have to start over, which
that is pretty sad. I'm crying for you.
I hate people.
On the last podcast, I talked about Spotify. I almost said Skype again. Talked about Spotify and how basically bands are either for it or against it. How do you feel as a band, not so much as a listener? How do you feel about it?
As a member of a band, I definitely... Well, I guess my views are the same. I like it. I like it because it gives everybody in the world the ability to listen to your music. Like when we go on our TuneCore, we'll go check it out, and through TuneCore we get our music on Spotify and iTunes and all those sites. But with Spotify, it tells you where people listen to it. And people in the Netherlands are listening to us, Estonia, Australia, like. It's pretty cool looking at it and knowing that somebody, you know, all the way around the other side of the world heard your band. And the only way they can do that is, I mean, they can do it multiple ways on the internet, but Spotify just being a huge tool for that. So I love it. I love it for that reason. But I could see when you're a little bit bigger how it's kind of becoming like the new YouTube in quotations for bands and stuff.
Yeah, do you think being an assigned band kind of gives you a different outlook on what Spotify is as opposed to you being an independent band and not necessarily being full-time right now?
Probably, because you know you get a lot of people like me who they'll just make a playlist and put The Cab or Panic at the Disco or Fall Out Boy in that playlist. And pay their $10 a month that goes towards Spotify, and then instead of the band getting, you know, the $10, Spotify gets it.
Just getting a lousy royalty rate.
Yeah, those royalties. But yeah, no. So I could definitely see how being an assigned band that would be difficult, especially when if you're a band that really prides yourself in your numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Because people just. You know, I would assume, I mean, I've never been to that level yet.
Yeah.
But I would assume that numbers are a big deal to people.
Well, I know it used to be a lot easier getting, you know, gold and platinum records. And now the rarity of getting a gold record is just so huge.
Yeah. I mean, I saw Day to Remember. They had a picture on Instagram, I think it was, on their Instagram, and it was a giant plaque. They've sold like a million records overall for all their CDs.
Oh, wow.
Including, I believe it's including Common Courtesy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like they were, I mean, all over the radio. They were, and they are still a huge band. But a band like that, you would figure, you know, would have already had between all their CDs a million.
Yeah.
a million copies sold, but yeah, definitely.
Especially from Homesick on, because Homesick was their breakout record.
Oh, The Downfall of Us All was like, that's the first song I ever heard by them, and it was amazing. It got me to love them.
Mm-hmm. I think it got everyone in Southern California like them. We were at the Glass House. I don't remember who we were seeing. I think we're standing outside because it was a Day to Remember was headlining, and we decided we didn't want to buy tickets, so we sat outside. So we were listening to Amorosa and all these bands, and there's these kids just driving down the street, and they're just with their heads out the window. And I was like, well, that song's ruined. Because I was a big fan of Homesick. I'm getting used to Common Courtesy.
I've streamed it on Spotify a couple times, more than a couple, but what was the first song they had on the radio? Right Back At It Again.
Yeah, great song. That's a song that I dig pretty hardcore.
Yeah, I love that song. And then that kind of got me interested to hear the rest of the album. Because mm-hmm. it's kind of the first single that a band will put out, especially if it's a band that I like. Mm-hmm. If not one that I love, but one that I like, it'll get me, whether it's a good song or a bad song, it'll get me to either listen or not listen to it and potentially buy it or stream it.
How is the music scene like over there? How do are the people more responsive or open-minded towards new bands out there?
I guess it all depends. And for out here, I don't want to.
And I'm not talking about Michigan in general. I'm talking about the whole
Midwest, Coast stuff.
Yeah, Midwest, Northern, East Coast, you know.
I would say if you, just basing it off of Detroit, because that's why I know the best, like, you have to impress the people here, because it seems like a lot of people, and I even fall into this category sometimes, but it's almost like, impress me because I don't want to waste my time kind of deal. Like, you know, it's... I'm living in Michigan and I hate the snow, or, you know, I got laid off from my job because, you know, the economy. And so it's just kind of like this, impress me or else I'm not going to waste my time kind of mentality.
It's like a Philadelphia sports fan.
Yes.
You're never going to win a championship.
Oh man. Those poor Flyers.
Oh, I cannot believe. We'll get into that later.
But and that might be a harsh way, and maybe that might even be the wrong way to say it, and people might hear this and be like, this guy from Talking Trees is an idiot and I am not going to listen to him. So I apologize if I'm completely wrong, but that's just kind of what I see, and just because that's kind of how I am in a way. Mm. Is like, anytime I go see a pretty big show and then I hear this band that's opening that I've never heard of, it's almost like, I'm going to give them 10 seconds. If they don't impress me, then I'm going to walk outside or I'm going to go on my phone and shut myself out.
Yeah. I understand that. Yeah, that's kind of how it is. It's like that in the West Coast, but I think it's different because, I think we just have an overabundance of bands.
Yeah,
I think that's basically it, you know. And we have, there's like local shows at venues like Chain Reaction, or, you know, I think the Glass House has been doing more over the years. And, you know, they're all pay to play, so most of the bands are garbage because, you know, they think, you know, they've been a band for a month that they could just go out and start playing the big venues. And, you know, as long as you could give the venue your $300... there's no problem. You could play. It's just nobody's going to watch you.
Yeah. When I heard of the pay to play.
Because I'm sure that was new to you.
The first time. Yeah. And the first time I ever heard it, I was talking to Brandon about about being in Rocky and stuff. And my whole view on what I thought happened was completely wrong. Like, mm-hmm. I thought you got signed, and then I thought this is like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I thought like every signed band was like living it and like making money and like doing good, because I'm like, well, you're playing in front of, you know, like 500 people, you're playing in front of 1,000 people. Like, that's good. But then he was like, he's like just thinking, oh, Kyle, you poor, poor guy. You
naive, sweet little baby.
Like, he was telling me some of the amount of money that like All Time Low will charge for like buy-ons for their tours.
Yeah.
Like,
it's ridiculous.
Insane amount of money.
And that's for tours. I'm not, and you know, just talking local shows, you know, tours, they do the buy-ons. And I remember we got, my band, we were called the Perosia. So that was a little placement out there. So if you want to hear the Perosia, nobody wants to hear the Perosia. We got offered a record contract, and one of the things was, you know, they weren't promising tour support, but they were promising to help us get buy-ons. And I was like, you know, how are we gonna be able to afford these buy-ons? Because you're also making us pay for our record. So what are you gonna do? It's just garbage. It's ridiculous the way, you know, these indie labels, you know, they try to sucker in these young bands.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, you know, the Perosia wasn't necessarily ready for a real record contract yet. I mean, I think we were on our way, but, you know, it's just, you know, these people, they just try to take advantage of, you know, these little people, you know, people that don't know anything.
Yeah, people who will sit there and sign a contract because it's a record deal, and it's, you know, like, that's what everyone's always wanted. Anybody that started playing music and like actually want to take it seriously is always like the first thing I think that comes out of their mouth is, oh, I want to be signed.
Yeah. And you know, that's not the way he do it nowadays. It seems like DIY bands are making more headway than signed bands.
Yeah. I mean, if you can get people to just buy into your music, and like that's all it is, and that's why I love the fact that you can have very successful bands not be on labels,
right?
Because I mean, all it is just you just, I it's not, and to make it sound simple, like all it is this, and that's how you do it. But it's just like, you just get people to love your music, you be honest people and be real with everybody, and that's the nice thing, is everyone will see that, you know, you're not just the like the robot to the music. You're actually like a human being.
Right.
So it's definitely cool to know that you can make a name, and you can like say, like, just for instance, like we were talking, I think I was talking to you and I said Mike Maines, and you were like, oh yeah, I've heard of him. And
yeah.
I'm just like,
because my buddy Corey, he toured with him, played drums, and that's how I watched the video for Noises.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Very and good. And I was like, oh my God, this guy's voice. And then I listened to one of their deep tracks, or their soft tracks, and I was like, man, this guy could really sing. Like, he could push his voice, but he could also hold a melody really, really well.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. Like, Mike Maines, they're still not signed, right? I believe so.
I as far as I know, they're not.
From Indian Lakes, they signed a Triple Crown, but their first two albums were independent, and they did a lot of touring for that. Silent Planet, who's from my area, but they're a great band as well, and they're touring, you know, they're doing tours with huge bands, and they're not even signed.
We're going to take a break right there with Kyle Sirius from Talking Trees. Stay tuned for the rest of the interview with him. This is Silent Planet with the song Tiny Hands.
Fire!
your plans with Talking Trees in regards to touring or, you know, pushing yourselves out there?
We haven't really discussed it. We've talked about it a little bit, and mainly me talking to Brandon, just because we've thrown the idea around, and that's what we would love to do. But it's kind of like, at the same time, I want to make sure that when I go out, you know, it'll be, you know, cause coming back and trying to find a job, you know, in between tours, especially getting older, is going to be a little difficult because I've never really had to do that before.
Right.
Like, I toured when I was younger in Fifth Window High. We went on two tours, and between that, I just went and worked for my dad, and then I came home and continued working for him.
Right.
We would definitely love to, though, you know, if everything goes according to, you know, how we want it to go, I guess.
If everything's all right.
Everything is going to be all right. I would love to, you know, especially if I could get on like a tour with, you know, like Mike Maines, something like that, or even go bigger and go with like Manchester. You know,
I totally have a band out here. They're called Hearts Like Lions. We did it. We interviewed them for last week's podcast. I think you guys would totally fit together. I really do. I want to know who are the bands that you see besides Talking Trees that could possibly break out of that Michigan scene?
Flint Eastwood. They kind of already done that, though. They've been doing a lot of mini tours around Michigan, within like a day's drive and stuff. So I think they're already doing that. This band, Yours Truly, they're a pop rock band. Really good guys. We know them really well. They're definitely, I think, ready to do that. Yeah, Shapes and Colors just got back from working with Aaron Sprinkle on their EP.
Okay.
So that's going to be really fun to hear, and all of those dudes, everybody in those bands, just great, great guys and a great girl and just really good human beings. And also, I'm kind of interested to see what American Arson will do.
I am too, because I am very intrigued by that project.
It's when I saw like the little teaser video for it, and I had no clue what to expect. A front man who starts a new project, and it's kind of always goes like the more solo acoustic stuff. So that's kind of what I thought. And then he released the four songs, and the first one I was like, oh wow, I was like, this is gonna be not an acoustic project, you know, at all.
I at least thought it was gonna be as close to Good Luck Varsity as possible, to be honest. I didn't from reading what he posted on, you know, Facebook and his website, it seemed like he didn't really know for a time what he was going to write either.
Yeah.
And I'm impressed with what he did, especially just doing it with one guitar player and one drummer.
Yeah. And that's definitely, it's going to be interesting, because I thought I read that he was going to do it like that when they play live. Like, he wasn't going to have a band, so he'd be doing it to tracks and stuff.
Oh, I did not hear about this.
That's what I thought I read, but I'm not a very good reader, so sometimes my words get mixed up.
I believe you.
And actually, the drummer that drummed on American Arson, I believe, is the Scott Solomon, the very talented drummer from Yours Truly. Just, you know, throwing it out there. So
awesome.
Listen to Yours Truly.
Listen to Yours Truly. Listen to American Arson. I'm going to do a Would You Rather. And these are questions regarding either your personal life or even the career of Talking Trees.
Okay.
So let's start simple. Would you rather lose an arm or a leg?
Oh, I am going to have to say a leg.
A leg. You could play drums without one leg.
Yep, I only need one leg really, and if you lose your leg, it'll take time, but you can get used to walking with a prosthetic leg. Well, now are you talking about like a knee down or like literally your whole leg is just gone?
Let's go a whole leg.
Oh, or okay, whole leg or whole arm.
I think you still do a prosthetic for a whole leg though.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll go with leg because, I mean,
you can play with a closed hi-hat.
Yeah, and also you can, if you have both arms, that means you can have two tattoos, you know, two arm sleeves.
Yeah. All right. This one's more towards the band. Would you rather tour with Miley Cyrus or Lady Gaga?
Oh, gee whiz. If it was Party in the USA Miley, it'd be Miley hands down.
Okay.
But then she kind of went a little nuts. So I would say I'd probably say Gaga because, you know, she's not as crazy. She's not like twerking or like promoting drugs on stage. And
well, that we know of.
Well, yeah, that's true. I've never been to a Gaga show. It could be.
It's all subliminal.
What's that?
It's all subliminal.
You get home like, I really want to smoke weed now. And next thing you know, you're just dancing on the wall. Like, what is going on with me?
Where's the ecstasy? All right. Would you rather be best friends with Andy Bernard or Dwight Schrute?
Oh, man. Ooh, that's tough.
Right?
The Nard dog, he's funny because he's awkward.
Yeah.
And he loves Cornell, and he'll tell you that. Ever heard of it? And he's got this a cappella singing group. But Dwight is, see, if it's, well, Dwight got kind of normal towards the end of that show.
He did, yeah, he did.
And I think
ever since he shot the floor with a gun.
Yeah, that's right.
He became a little more normal. It's me, Gun Safety Dwight. I can't do this.
I would say I'll go with the Nard dog.
The Nard dog.
You know, as long as he didn't give me a nickname like Tuna, I'd be okay.
I think I would be best friends with Andy Bernard if he gave me a cool nickname like Tuna. On a more serious note, who would you rather win first? Would you rather the Red Wings win a Stanley Cup or the Tigers win a World Series or the Lions win a Super Bowl?
Oh, there it is.
It's a triple threat.
I would fear for the city of Detroit if the Lions won a Super Bowl.
Really? Like the safety of Detroit?
I think it would actually... I think it would be everyone would take a whole week off of work and it would be one giant party. I don't think people would ever leave downtown. I think it would just constantly 24/7. It would be running. Something would be happening at all times.
And then the state would go more broke.
Yeah. Like all this money you think would come in because everyone's down there and then it's nope, there's still nothing. I don't know.
That's how it equals out. You have the money coming from the revenue, and then you have the money going away because no one's working.
Yes.
See, it's tough being in Los Angeles where we're full of champions, even if you don't like the team.
Oh, boy. Full of champions.
Full of champions.
Yeah, I would say Lions.
Lions, yeah. Well, I mean, when was the last time the Tigers won the World Series? Was it the 80s?
80s, yeah, I think yeah. 84.
Where can we find you on Facebook and Twitter and stuff?
Oh man, let's see here. If you go to facebook.com/talkingtrees.
I like how you're typing it out as we speak.
I'm so bad at this. You know, if you go to, yeah, facebook.com/talkingtreesmusic.
Uh-huh.
That's you'll see that's our Facebook, obviously. That's
your Facebook.
Really, that is unbelievable.
Now let's find your Twitter.
And Twitter is Talking Trees, but trees with three E's in it.
Talking Trees.
Like, yeah, like you're drawing it out, but because I think there was just probably a Talking Trees.
Mm.
Or maybe we're just trying to be edgy and put three E's.
Well, what?
I don't know. What
should have done a. There's no like three for an E or anything.
Oh man, we could have done Talking Tree 3-3-S. Oh man. I'm going to have to get with our management on that one.
Yeah, get on that. Kyle,
let's just say some heads are rolling.
Kyle, it was nice to finally meet you.
Yeah, you know, we've been talking for a while. We even talking about you know, just doing this thing right here for a while, and
yeah. We're like a couple through eHarmony.
We really are. Just winking at each other, you know, on the eHarmony pages.
With the emojis. Oh,
and funny story about eHarmony.
Okay.
And so I think this is my mom right here in a nutshell. So I'm on vacation with my mom and dad in Myrtle Beach, and this is probably 4 years ago now. And I told my mom, I go, hey, I think I'm going to go down to that hotel like three down. You know, it sounds like they've got something going on. Cause we had drove by it before. There's a ton of people out there. It looked like younger people like my age.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, I'm going to go there. And she goes, well, why? I was like, I don't know. You know, meet a girl, you know, just hang out.
Okay.
My mom, straight face, just goes, Kyle, I think if you want to meet a girl, you should try online dating.
I think it's a wrap.
All right.
Kyle, I will talk to you soon.
Yes, you will, my friend. Hey, you have my number.
I do have your number. I will text you.
And we've actually been texting this whole blog. Just
we have. We've been texting. Well, that and we've been texting each other a script, and we don't sound total like dum dums. We have, but you know what we didn't do? We didn't send each other any like information about what we were getting wrong.
No. I'm pretty sure I made up facts and just sent it.
It wasn't thrice signed to Warner Brothers at one time?
That does it. Our interview with Kyle Series from the band Talking Trees, drummer extraordinaire, a man of a really lengthy beard. We had a lot of fun talking, chit-chatting, and hopefully we have him on again soon. Sooner than later, hopefully. And that is not a transition into a Confide song. Next week, episode 3, we will have Hotel Books on our show, so stay tuned. Like I said, download this podcast, download Week One's podcast, subscribe on iTunes, subscribe on Podomatic, and follow us on Twitter at Kill Rock Podcast. This last song is Constant Collabs by the band Hotel Books.
There's nothing here for me, but I'm here for you, so I will never leave. And I'm starting to believe every time you said you loved me, you were just talking in your sleep. And I said I would die for you, but that was before I knew that it's all you wanted me to do. And time again, I can tell you I hate you, but that won't ever make it true. Cause even during the good times when you kissed me, I didn't want to open my eyes, cause I didn't want to realize how hollow our love was. But now that it's over, I'm still here, and all I want to know is love. And I only talk about you in the past tense, cause through all of this mess, we'll be right back. this. And that cross around your neck was more hollow than your head, but I still just wanted to follow you to bed. And carried out disastrous distress. I've learned that I really don't like you, but I forgive you because I love you. I love you.